Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're going to talk about Saints and playoffs and more with our new friend, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Mark Herzlich. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz. You might remember a story of a Boston College player who was fighting cancer and then beat it and then came back and had a successful NFL career. And that's who we're talking to right now, Mark Herzlich, at Mark Herzlich, H-E-R-Z-L-I-C-H, at RDCS Sports. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing? Everything's in remission and you're doing fine?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I'm doing well. About 10 years cancer-free now, so feeling really good. Thank you for asking.
That's good. Mark, one other question. Are you still rocking the Mohawk or not?
Yes, I still am.
Yes.
Yeah, that has been a staple of my style and life.
If I had any hair, I'd do it. I'll tell you what. Tell me about the game last night. First of all, 49ers, San Francisco, 49ers, Seattle, rather. Your thoughts on that? Green Bay, the Saints, etc.
Yeah, no, it was wild, back and forth game going down to the wire. You always think that field goals are gimmies at points, and then you miss a field goal and give extra chance. And so I thought it was just a really fun game to watch. One of those games that people will remember this entire season.
The big question a lot of us are thinking about is after Sunday, and I'm sure you've been part of games like this on both sides, where the team just came out flat. I don't know if it had anything to do with the bye week. We got some players back that were injured, so I think everybody was expecting some really big things going against a team that was 2-7, I think it was at that time.
Yeah.
1-7, that's right. They got their second win against the Saints. Is this anything systemic, Mark, or do you think this is just they went out and laid an egg?
I think it's more laying an egg than anything else. I mean, you get guys back, and sometimes when you get a bunch of guys back at the same time who they played together a lot in the past, but just not recently, there's a little bit hiccups here and there. And I don't blame them for feeling untouchable. I mean, they were 5-0 without Drew Brees, Teddy Bridgewater, and they're saying, okay, well, once we get Drew Brees back, we're going to be unstoppable. And I think, I don't think it got to their head at all, but I think the slow start partially has to do with the fact that the week was different coming off a bye. And early on in the game, you saw the offensive line get exposed a little bit. And, the defensive line and linebackers for the Falcons just kept getting pressure on Drew Brees. And he's so good at getting the ball out fast, but just the coverage was too tight and had to hold the ball a little bit longer and result in sacks.
And by exposed, you mean a thorough and complete butt-whipping, right?
Yeah, I guess exposed is a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, you can see it. All right, we take a break here. We come back more with our guest, Mark Herzlich. You can follow him at Mark Herzlich, H-E-R-Z-L-I-C-H. That's on Twitter, at RDCS Sports. And he is a Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, chilly, cloudy, misty, 45 degrees outside. And it's not going to get much warmer than that. We're talking to Mark Herzlich, NFL Insider, and the calls are brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz. So, Mark, coming off of a bye week, did you notice in your career that it was hard to get back into the rhythm because the Saints, Drew Brees comes back. Everything is just smoking against Arizona. And then it seems as though the fire might have gone out.
I think what happens during a bye week, if you're playing really hot and really well, sometimes you tend to cool off. But then on the other hand, if you're not playing as great, you might get some guys back from injury and pick it up a little bit. Just say, we got a fresh start to the season. I wouldn't say that it necessarily cooled them off, but I will do think that there were some mental errors that come from just not being in the game week in and week out, and you know that resulted in some big plays. Ryan, you know, throwing the ball, and so that to me, those mental mistakes could come from just a lack of time on the field.
In terms of a bump in the road, and you mentioned the offensive line being exposed, and we're kidding about a butt whipping. I think a lot of that. Well, let me ask you: is that about want to? Is that about determination and having everything together on game day? Or do you think there are some legitimate problems systemically with the offensive line that other teams can now notice?
Well, I think that, you know, right off the bat, Andreas Pete being injured and Will Clapp coming in, you know, having a new presence in offensive line, you know, always throws things off. They have five guys who are used to playing together and communicating together, and now you have one guy sidelined, and you saw a lot of pressure over that left guard spot when Will Clapp was in the game. And so, you know, I think that injury is going to be something that we need to watch and look at and say, you know, how long is Pete going to be out? Because there was a problem in that spot. And unless you fix it, teams will continue to attack it week in and week out, because you best believe that every single team on the left in the New Orleans State schedule is going to be looking at that film and saying, this is a place that we can attack.
Andreas Pete is out a lot, Mark, and I'm certainly not going to question his toughness or anything, but are there some players that, for whatever reason, are more prone to injury? Have you found that in your career than others?
Yeah, I think that, you know, certain types of injuries, different players are. A lot of times you get some soft tissue injuries, just, you know, I don't think this is the case here, but people with really low body fat percentage have a tough time staying more hydrated and sometimes get some soft tissue injuries more often than other people. Now, you don't really worry about offensive guards having such low body fat presence, but yeah, I think sometimes it's just the luck of the draw for guys. You know, unfortunately, spend a lot of time hurt, and you know, that can end up damaging their career, but also their team when they are good players.
All right, looking ahead as we stand right now, Green Bay, 49ers, Saints, do you think the road to the Super Bowl would lead through the Superdome as it stands now, or do you like somebody else?
No, I mean, I do think that there's always potential. And the scariest part about playing Drew Brees is that when he gets hot, he is unstoppable. And you've seen glimpses of it this year. And so, you know, I do think that they have a little bit of a tough schedule coming up. You know, they still have the home and home against the Panthers. But, you know, Panthers have their third ranked pass defense in the nation. Then they have to play the 49ers, who are playing really good football. And then the Colts. So, I mean, there are a couple places that are going to be real challenges for Drew Brees coming up. He's always been one to rise to the occasion, and especially latter in the year. So I do still think that they are favored to have the playoffs run through them, but they do have some tough obstacles in their way.
Thank you, Mark. God bless you, man, with the thing, cancer beating cancer, and keep rocking that mohawk. I'm suddenly at a loss for words. Thank
Good
you, sir.
Luck, yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Mark.
Thank you.
Herzlick, thank you, sir. That was the Radio.com Sports Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz. There is a new scam going around, involves the Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.